Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Second date update made hot by Dunkin'. This Valentine's Day, Dunkin' is introducing a new pink velvet macchiato, which combines the delicious flavor of red velvet cake with their signature smooth, rich espresso. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Mark, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up? What's up?
All right, so went out with this girl a couple times. Her name's Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
I thought everything was going great. Last week. We were going to have her over for dinner, maybe watch a movie or whatever. And it was just really weird, really awkward. She seemed very uncomfortable, but she hadn't been like that before. I don't know if she was just having a bad day or what, but we got through dinner and then she looked at her phone. She's like, "Oh shit, dude, something came up. I really gotta go, man. I'll be in touch, okay?" I'm like, "Okay, I hope everything's cool." And that was it.
So you can't think of anything that you might have done before her, you know, emergency to leave?
The only thing I can think of, you know, when we got talking about, you know, things you like to watch, things you like to do. I mean, I like serial killer documentaries.
Whoa. You like what?
What? Documentaries, true crime, serial killers.
Oh, okay.
What do you think he said?
I thought he said seal killing.
No, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I like serial killer documentaries.
Yeah, I kind of do too. Yeah. Sorry.
But, I mean, I guess maybe I made some off-color jokes about serial killer. Could it came off strange, but I didn't mean anything by it.
Oh, God.
I kind of have a dry, dark sense of humor, and maybe that was a little too forward.
So basically, you made her think that you were going to murder her.
That wasn't the plan, but maybe she got running out too.
Well, this is good to know this, because when we call her up, I can say, "Hey, listen, he's not going to kill you, no matter what he was saying." Like it's a misunderstanding right. That we can fix.
That's my hope. Yes.
Okay. Now, before we say that to her, do you plan on killing her at any point?
I don't plan on killing anybody, no.
All right, that is the correct...
Notice how he said, "I don't plan on it."
Yeah, that is as close to the perfect answer, though. I mean, if he said, "I don't think so," then that wouldn't have been good. So, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to call her up, apologize for the you know, misinterpretation of your comments, and see if we can set up another date.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sandy?
This is Sandy.
Okay, perfect. Sandy, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And please just give me 20 seconds. I can explain why we're calling. We got your phone number from a gentleman who likes you, and you know him, and I'm going to tell you who he is. You still there?
Okay, I have to go to work. Can you just tell me?
I'll do it really quick. If you say yes, you can pick a restaurant. Wherever you'd like to go for a date, we'll pay for everything. You could eat and drink as much as you want. And again, I'll tell you the guy's name if you say yes. His name is Mark, and you already went out with him a couple times before.
Oh, God.
And wait. And one more thing. I guess he was making jokes about being a serial killer or possibly murdering you. He doesn't plan on killing you. He hopes that you didn't misinterpret what he was saying as he wanted to kill you.
I don't know. Yeah, he was a little too much for me.
He was too much for you.
How?
Too much what?
I got a weird vibe from him. He's a weird vibe. When I was at his place, it was really dimly lit, and I just was like, "Why is it so dark in here?" I go to sit down on the couch, and I sit down to this little guy sitting down. I thought it was his cat, so I go to reach over and pet it. And the thing was stuffed. There's a dead cat on his couch.
There was a dead cat on his couch?
Wait a minute.
Wasn't moving. Wait, and then I go and look around his whole place, and there are dead animals stuffed all over.
Are you talking about stuffed animals or actual bodies of animals
that are stuffed?
Carcasses of animals that are stuffed to make it look like.
Like what's it called? Taxidermy? Like that type of.
Right.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. When you hunt or whatever and you stuff an animal.
Oh, right.
So he's into hunting.
Yeah, but these were like everyday pets. Like there was a turtle, a dead turtle, and then he had a fish tank with like floating fish that weren't moving.
What? There is no way.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay, stop right
there. What a weirdo.
Wait, hold on.
Exactly, do not want to go out with a psycho, please.
Okay, we can get an explanation. Sandy, we can get an explanation.
We hope.
Okay.
Not for me. Hopefully, if he's still on the phone, Mark was listening to what you're saying. And Mark, are you there?
What?
What's up, Sandy?
Mark.
You guys are f***ing kidding me.
Is it true?
Is what Sandy's saying accurate?
Yeah, I mean, all those pets represent a different part of my life, and I mean, it's a legit practice. I know it might be a little eccentric, but it's not like I have rotting corpses in my place.
Right.
I mean, you even have a ferret on your counter.
You have a ferret?
The ferret, Phil, that he loved hanging out on the counter, so I put him in a comfortable spot.
Okay.
I
mean,
they all mean something to me.
So you've had these pets your whole life? Like, how long have you been doing this whole thing?
Oh, boy, the cat passed, I think, in 95.
Oh, my God.
So the entire stuff is a part of my life forever, man.
I literally pet a cat that was 2 decades old.
Mark.
Dude, that's creepy. I'm sorry.
You guys just don't understand.
I don't understand.
Damn straight I don't. Just go get a f***ing tattoo of your cat instead.
I don't like needles.
Listen, okay, let's just... Okay, Sandy, this is something that he's not going to change, so... But at least you know that's probably the weirdest thing... That is the weirdest thing about you, right, Mark?
If you want to call it weird, then I guess it is.
Damn, his voice, man.
Would you like to go out with him again?
I don't want to stick around to find out if there's anything weirder. I'm good, guys. I got to go to work.
Well, this is why I stuff my animals, because they'll never leave me.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Wow.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.